Section 11. Creating emotional impact. Distinguish between the value and impact of data. Hard data, numbers and statistics, or just the facts, have a high scientific value. Soft data, such as examples and anecdotes, have a high emotional value. A study of 23,000 US consumers has shown that emotions have twice as much influence on the buying decision as pure information. The impact of emotionally moving material is much greater than the impact of hard data. Doctors themselves are influenced by the emotional aspects of your message, as well as by the numbers. Therefore, give them both. Build an emotional bond. Link the hard data, the scientific results, from your trial to the emotional aspects of the disease and treatment. You need to reach the reader's minds as well as their hearts. Telling a human interest story is an obvious method for making this link and addressing people's emotions. Tell a captivating human interest story. People are interested in people. All of us have a natural curiosity about other people. The human interest approach, which tells stories about people, is a proven advertising technique to make your product more exciting and to increase the number of people who see, watch, and actually read your ads, folders, and letters. Imagine a concept that places your product at the center of a human drama. In medicine, this is the typical patient or clinical case. There is no need to be a novelist or screenwriter. There are enough patient records from the clinical trial to provide you with the raw materials for your story. This approach gives vivid examples to the doctors and can serve to facilitate diagnosis and treatment of appropriate patients. Use evidence-based arguments. Statements such as, cost control and savings in antihypertensive therapy compared to a major competitor, savings of $111 a year. These statements are straightforward and boring. The message of real economic value is supported by logical, rational arguments to prove the claim of value for money. Combine facts and feelings. In this illustration, we are introduced to a real person. We know her name, her age, her marital status, and her health insurance details. The figure of $111 now becomes very tangible and imaginable. For example, a bus fare to work for 3 months. A similar campaign was successfully used by Bayer Corporation to market Adalat, a long-acting nifedipine, in the United States.